Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid wants a compromise on President Bush's judicial nominees. Reid reportedly is considering asking fellow Democrats to confirm at least two of Bush's controversial candidates. In exchange, Senate President Bill Frist would back down from his threat to ban judicial filibusters, a move that's been called the nuclear option. Commentator Lester Kenyatta Spence says he expects politicians to wrangle over filibusters, but he didn't expect the media to do such a poor job of reporting the story.
Republicans and Democrats are engaged in a fierce battle over appointments to the federal bench. The Republicans charge that the Democrats are being obstructionists, while the Democrats charge they have only blocked the most extreme nominees. President George Bush has weighed in several times over the last 5 years, noting his desire to, quote, name judges who will faithfully interpret the law rather than legislate from the bench, unquote. Now, there have been a number of news stories about the record of the president's more extreme nominees. In a case in which the state of North Carolina was accused of discriminating against female correctional officers, Judge Terrence Boyle argued from the bench that the federal government should not punish states with, quote, non-conforming cultures, unquote. In effect, arguing that gender discrimination was okay as long as it was part of a state's culture. And according to his own written statements to Senators Leahy and Feingold, D.C. Circuit Court nominee Thomas Griffith has actually practiced law in Utah from 2000 to 2004 without a law license, a violation of Utah law. Of course, these issues could be explained away, and these nominees may be as viable as ones previous presidents have put forth. Here's my question, though, and it's a simple one. What is 10 divided by 224? In most of the stories we read or hear about the judicial battles on Capitol Hill, the number of nominees that the Democrats have prevented the Senate from voting on, 10, has been emphasized. What is almost never reported is the number the Democrats have accepted, 214. That is to say, of over 224 nominees that Bush has put forward, the Democrats have only denied 10. This is more than a 95% acceptance rate. If instead of talking about federal judgeships, we were talking about the mail, and we found that out of every 100 packages that were delivered, less than 5 were lost, we'd be praising the U.S. Postal Service as the essence of high efficiency. But not here. Whining about what is in effect an extremely high approval rate is understandable only because Democrats have engaged in the practice as well. What we must condemn, though, is the way in which various media agencies have reported the central facts. Perhaps in order to protect themselves from accusations of media bias, they have ignored the degree to which the Republican Party is willing to use what they call the nuclear option for a 5% refusal rate. In so doing, I argue that these agencies have made what is already a divided nation much more divided. I've heard it said that if the Republicans believe the world was flat, many news agencies would say, Republicans believe the world is flat. Democrats have a different opinion. We should fully expect the Republicans to engage in practices designed to accumulate political power. But what we should not accept are news agencies that are so willing to take one political party's viewpoint as their own as to make the nuclear option look reasonable.
Lester Kenyatta Spence teaches political science at Washington University in St. Louis and is a columnist for AOL Black Voices.